FM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
America is beginning a new chapter.
President-elect Trump began this inauguration day with a post to Truth Social. He's attending a prayer service at St. John's Church right now. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is outside.
We saw the president-elect exit his vehicle with his wife, the incoming First Lady Melania Trump, entering the church, greeting the reverend there. He's attending this service with members of his family that we also saw enter the church, as well as his vice president-elect, J.D. Vance, and his wife.
The Trumps will attend a tea at the White House with the Bidens next, hours after the outgoing president pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, former Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley, and members of the January 6th committee. The inauguration, scheduled to begin at noon Eastern, will be the first held indoors in 40 years because of the bitter cold in D.C. today. It's 26 degrees there right now. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Today is a big day. It's the inauguration of Donald Trump as he begins his second term as president following a four-year hiatus. It's also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A majority of government offices are closed, as well as banks and the post office. And to cover all exposed skin today, frostbite can happen in as little as 15 minutes. Symptoms include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. So limit your time outside, and if you have to be outside, warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce the risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful. That's frost nip. The pins and needles is a surface frostbite. And numbness indicates a deep frostbite. And if you're cold, your pets are too. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. Take dogs on shorter walks and don't leave them outside for longer than a few minutes. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies might rub the snow-covered ground. And pets with diseases, or older or younger, have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. So play dress-up, consider a dog sweater or coat, and always check their paws. They can crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And if your pet is whining, shivering, or seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or if they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly, because they're showing signs of hypothermia. Stay warm and stay safe, everyone. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That cold weather advisory continues today. Partly cloudy, 5 below for a high with a wind chill, minus 25 to minus 35. Tonight, down to 19 below with a wind chill to minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 2 below zero. We do warm up. By Wednesday, we'll get to 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. It is cold out there. Time is 9:08 here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature is up a couple of degrees. We're up to negative 15. 15 degrees below zero. No blizzard coming through. It's not Groundhog Day, but still, it's cold out there. And the wind chill factor right now is 32 degrees below zero. Yep, 32 below wind chill factor. Cold, cold, cold. And an extreme cold weather warning remains in effect from midnight tonight to noon central on Tuesday. Cold weather advisory remains in effect until midnight tonight. For the cold weather advisory, very cold wind chills as low as 35 below. For the extreme cold warning, dangerously cold wind chills as low as 40 below expected. And these are in Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. For the cold weather advisory until midnight tonight, for the extreme cold warning from midnight tonight till noon tomorrow, be sure you're ready for anything that could occur if you are on the roads. With these dangerously cold wind chills as low as 30 to 40 below zero, it could cause frostbite or on exposed skin in as little as 10 to 20 minutes. Frostbite and hypothermia will occur if unprotected skin is exposed to these temperatures. Also, the coldest wind chills will occur from overnight to morning hours. So again, tonight in the overnight to early tomorrow, be aware that will be the most dangerous time for any travel activities. So dress in layers, including a hat, face mask, and gloves if you must go outside. Keep pets indoors as much as possible. Make sure outdoor animals have a warm, dry shelter, food, and unfrozen water. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Ensure portable heaters are used correctly. Do not use generators or grills inside, and use caution while traveling outside. Wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. Well, you know, as we go into this Inauguration Day, we spend much of the time in the first hour talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., talking about his birthday, his celebration. And I saw over the weekend a good social media posting by one of MLK's daughters, a reminder that during his lifetime, up until April of 1968, when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, he was not a beloved figure. He was a hated figure by many. He was not a popular figure. He was somebody that was looked upon negatively by a majority of Americans. It's important to remember that, because as we go through this Inauguration Day, as we go through the next 4 years, it's so cold out there, the old saying, hell would have to freeze over before this would happen again. The old saying, hell would have to freeze over before Donald Trump was elected president again. Well, apparently it is. And I really enjoyed listening to the complete I Have a Dream speech, because so many of the points that were made by Dr. King are just as relevant today, whether it is the country or whether it's the people and how they handle things during difficult times. And the idea that, and again, I think when you talk about Donald Trump and you talk about the policies that have put him back in the White House, you shake your head. You think, how could somebody that is a 34-time convicted felon, somebody that has been found liable for sexual assault, somebody that has made an art of the grift, I mean, this weekend, making all this money on these cryptocurrency, and I have to admit, I've never got into crypto. I don't understand crypto. But I tell you, Donald Trump certainly does. Him and his wife putting out this Trump crypto and making billions of dollars in the snap of a finger because he is going to be inaugurated president today. And nothing happens. We don't hear outrage. Well, I mean, there's some folks, but it's like, well, that's Donald. That's Donald. And there can be a lot of frustration. But going back to what Dr. King was saying, and he said that there could be a lot of frustration. And frankly, the frustration that I have, the frustration that many of you have, frankly, is nothing compared to the frustration that Dr. King and other black Americans had to deal with back in the early 1960s. They had reason to be much more frustrated than we do. Yes, we have reason to be frustrated as well with Donald Trump and his policies. But at the same time, when you go back, and I, and again, that's one reason that I get very concerned about the, for lack of a better term, whitewashing of history. You have the whitewashing of history where you take away those unpleasant aspects of it. We don't want to have the kids realize that there were major mistakes done during the course of the 250 years of our American history. So let's not even bother teaching the history the way it happened anymore. Let's teach the history that makes us all look like the heroes. And that's wrong. And we see that over and over again, and led by people like Donald Trump and his MAGA supporters all around the country, putting out history books that are as far from fact as possible. Real history. And that was the words of Dr. Martin Luther King in the summer of 1963, as it was happening. Not able to sit at a lunch counter. Whites only. Bathrooms. Water fountains. Boy, that is just... We can't be talking about that, according to MAGA. It's wrong to bury the history. And again, I wanted you to hear the entirety of that speech because some of you will listen to Donald Trump today. Others will say, I don't want to listen to what Donald Trump has to say. So either way, you have the choice to make whether or not you want to listen to it. But I can guarantee you that Donald Trump will not light a candle to the amount of information, to amount of importance that Martin Luther King brought to that speech. I mean, it was layered over and over and over again in terms of exactly what America was going through in the summer of 1963. America is going through some things in the winter of 2025. We expect our president to tell us about that. It's the responsibility of the president to talk about the important issues that our country is facing and how we are going to try to make things better for all of our citizens. I would be shocked if Mr. Trump does that in a adult way. He may use it in his normal us versus them way. We'll have to wait and see. But again, it's just very ironic today that we have a celebration of Martin Luther King and a celebration of Donald Trump. And I would normally say it would be a celebration of Martin Luther King and a celebration of democracy. I'm not ready to say that at this point. The inauguration of a new president and the peaceful transfer of power is supposed to be a celebration of our system that began back in the 1770s with the Revolutionary War, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. Donald Trump and folks around Donald Trump seem to not care about that. And it will be very curious to see who is at this event today. Who will be there to kiss the ring? So again, that will be coming up. We're going to tell the final less than 2 hours of the Joe Biden presidency. President Biden will head back to Delaware. And I think a lot of good has been done in the last 4 years. We're going to take a time out here. I'm going to touch a little bit on the outgoing president, because I do think that we need to talk a little bit about him before his term comes to an end. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit LakelandCareInc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota federal appeals court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson versus Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmstrom, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:23, and a cold start, bitterly cold start, 15 degrees below zero with a wind chill of 34 below zero. So again, if you're out there traveling, be very, very careful. Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the President of the United States coming up in a couple of hours, but wanted to discuss a little bit about the guy that's leaving today. Joe Biden. Donald Trump likes to say that Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of America. It's garbage. It's garbage. And again, if you're going to say something so stupid, how can you believe anything else that comes out of the mouth of Donald Trump? There were a number of clear policy wins during the last 4 years.
And when you look at the amount of legislation, domestic legislation that was put through in this one term, Joe Biden will rank, I think, very well in the historical record in the future. I guess the biggest thing that he will hand off to his successor is a good economy. And I've said this previously, that sometimes it feels as though Democrats think if there's one person out there that is not doing well, we can't say the economy is doing well. I disagree with that. That if the economy is well, that doesn't mean we can't be even better for all of the people of our country, that we can't lift a lot of the folks that have been left behind. But that does not take away, I think, the economic victories that Joe Biden and his administration had in the previous 4 years. And you have to compare as well the economic recovery post-pandemic that Joe Biden had compared to the other countries around the world. Biden had the best recovery in the industrial world. And that's not just an opinion, that is fact. He is leaving his successor an economy with low unemployment and low inflation, an economy that is about as good as it ever gets, in the words of Mark Zandi, chief economist of Moody's Analytics. And it wasn't simply luck. And I've said this over the years. The way that these policies have been implemented has been very important in terms of keeping the economy growing for the entirety of this 40 years. Ron Klain, Biden's first chief of staff, noted the president delivered the largest economic recovery plan since FDR, the largest infrastructure plan since Eisenhower, the most judges confirmed since Kennedy, the second largest health care bill since Johnson, and the largest climate change bill in history. So, again, and some of the things that he did that were actually bipartisan, and he sustained some of Trump's tariffs, integrating them with a new industrial policy focused on alternative energy and high-tech investment. Biden consolidated bipartisan support for the break with market fundamentalism that had governed U.S. policy since Reagan. He also revived antitrust policy and sensible regulation, putting limits on prescription drug company ripoffs, going after new monopolies. So again, it's, you know, the inflation that occurred in the aftermath of the pandemic was not based on policies put through by Joe Biden. Inflation coming out of the pandemic that hit working families hard, and the influx of immigrants that gave Trump a race-laden cudgel to wield against the administration proved to be very successful. But it's hard to believe how little the accomplishments were talked about during the previous campaign. I mean, there were so many. The measures in the Recovery Act, the extended tax credit for children. The tax credit had reduced childhood poverty by some 40%, which rose immediately upon its repeal when the Republicans took over the Congress. Voters felt little impact from the infrastructure and climate investments that took a long time to roll out. The fact that they were rolled out over a larger period of time actually was better for the economy, but it meant that you didn't feel them as quickly. And so good government sometimes is the opposite of good politics. So again, I think the domestic policy front had so many incredible successes for Joe Biden and his administration in the previous 4 years. I think that the foreign policy aspects I'm going to talk about in the next few moments may be more of a mixed bag. But we have to take a time out. Bottom of the hour information update, more on the incoming inauguration and more with news, weather, and sports. And then I'll be back, talk a little bit more about the Biden record. Time is 9:29 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to an office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police arrested the man soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of the TikTok ban that went into effect on Sunday. Grothman was one of the 360 House members who voted for the TikTok ban last year. And around 12 hours after shutting itself down in the United States, TikTok is back for many users, almost like it never left, attributing its return to a move by President-elect Donald Trump to save the app. 170 million people in America use the app for hours every day to find news, entertainment, and community, and in some cases, to make a living. Trump may be poised to score a major political victory by claiming responsibility for bringing back the popular platform. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments last week over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus people was unconstitutional. Lisa Hale has more.
The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. It is also a part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, will issue a ruling in the coming months.
And the American Red Cross of Wisconsin and the Grand Theater in Wausau are partners for a blood drive. The organizations have set a goal to collect 35 units of blood, and people that donate blood between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday will be entered for a chance to win 4 free tickets to Alley 2. The show is February 16th at the Grand Theater, and donors will be entered for a chance to win a getaway to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That cold weather advisory continues today. Partly cloudy, 5 below for a high with a wind chill minus 25 to minus 35. Tonight, down to 19 below with a wind chill to minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 2 below zero. We do warm up. By Wednesday, we'll get to 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yep,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Oh, I've been fighting it today. Gonna get to the finish line eventually here. I've noticed this because I'm out a lot doing a lot of high school sports broadcasts, but there have been a lot of people under the weather here during this winter. And I think that part of it is because we don't have the same kind of winters that we've had. Because we don't have the same kind of snow out there. It just feels like a lot of crud out there. So, again, trying to fight through it. Apologize if not quite the same energy level as normally, but wanted to be here today because I do think it's an important day. I think the combination of being Inauguration Day and also the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I think having those two on the same day actually says a lot about where this country has been and where this country is right now. I want to talk a little bit more about the Biden legacy and maybe an area that wasn't quite as successful, I think, as the domestic front, which would be the foreign policy front. But I just came across a story during that last break about the death of Cecile Richards. And anybody who's followed politics in the last, four decades, whatever it may be, she has been, I think, one of the greatest spokespersons for choice and just generally an advocate for peace, for personal freedom. Cecile Richards, the former president of Planned Parenthood, feminist activist, died today of an aggressive brain cancer, her family confirmed in a statement. Only 67 years old, Richards, the daughter of the former Democratic Texas governor, was one of the nation's most prominent advocates for abortion rights. The family wrote, "This morning, our beloved Cecile passed away at home, surrounded by her family and her ever-loyal dog, Ollie. Our hearts are broken today, but no words can do justice to the joy she brought to our lives." And she was always such a very effective voice in Democratic politics, in choice politics, and in the battles for the last couple of decades when the battles really got tough. She was always at the front lines. Even after her diagnosis last year of the brain cancer, Richards had remained a fixture in Democratic politics. In August, she helped cast Texas's ceremonial votes at the Democratic National Convention to nominate Vice President Kamala Harris and delivered one of the event's speeches focused on reproductive rights. "When women are free to make their own decisions about their lives and to follow our dreams, we are unstoppable," she said in the August 21st speech. But when Roe v. Wade was overturned, a generation of young people lost that freedom. In late October, Richards said that she had voted early in New York City for Harris, added that she told an election worker she'd waited for this chance all my life. She said it was felt so powerful to vote for Kamala and to know that young women and men are getting to cast their first votes ever for Kamala. Richards had most recently worked to help launch Abortion in America, a website devoted to sharing stories of people who had sought the procedure after the fall of Roe v. Wade, as well as a chatbot called Charlie, which provided information about where and how people could terminate their pregnancies. She also was a co-chair at American Bridge, a liberal super PAC and opposition research group. But what a life. I mean, she is somebody that walked the walk. She entered politics as a teenager, working when she was only 16 years old to elect Sarah Weddington, the attorney who argued against Texas's abortion ban in Roe v. Wade, to the state's legislature. As an undergraduate at Brown University, she joined student activist efforts to push the university to divest its endowment from companies working in apartheid South Africa.
Excuse me. In her 20s, she worked in labor organizing, heading campaigns for nursing home employees and garment workers before moving back to Texas in 1990 to work on her mother's gubernatorial bid. Following her mother's term, Richards eventually moved to Washington, D.C. It was Richards' work at Planned Parenthood, which she helmed from 2006 to 2018, the longest time any individual has run the organization, that catapulted her into the national spotlight. Richards' tenure came as anti-abortion efforts hit a fever pitch, overlapping with attempts by Republican-led state legislatures to pass laws that could restrict access to abortion and cut funding to reproductive health providers, including in her home state of Texas. Years later, she would describe the period as a turning point in the fight for access to abortion. In 2013, when Texas lawmakers worked to pass an omnibus bill full of abortion restrictions, Richard joined protesters in the state capitol building, encouraging abortion rights supporters to yell loudly enough to halt state legislative proceedings. Their efforts worked, albeit temporarily. The noise prevented legislators from passing the bill before their midnight deadline, a moment broadcast on a viral live stream from the Texas Tribune. But the bill was eventually passed in a subsequent legislative session before being struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2016. When you look at that, and I think, you know, when you look at where we have gone in the past couple of decades, and I think Cecile Richards was on the front lines of many of those battles, you see so many of the restrictions that have been put in when it comes to choice. And we see in vote after vote, when these policies are put on the ballot, that the people say, no, we don't want those restrictions. And yet, at the same time, the people keep putting in these folks that pass these restrictions. There is such a, it feels as though folks constantly voting against their own beliefs and self-interest. And that's why we see people vote for Donald Trump when, say, they don't agree with his policies when it comes to the abortion, when it comes to a wall, any other number as well. I mean, I saw a social media post yesterday. I saved it, and I'm not sure what paper this came from, because somebody just clipped it and sent it out as a social media post. It says, still, as polarizing as many Americans find Mr. Trump, some are withholding judgment. A woman named Ali Romero, 43 years old, of Moab, Utah, said she found it difficult to support some of Mr. Trump's decisions on things such as reproductive rights and social justice, but she did not see Ms. Harris as a compelling alternative, even though she leans Democratic. She said, quote, so instead of voting for someone and feeling not great about it, I voted for nobody and I feel great about it. At the very least, a Trump presidency will be different, she said. It's not the status quo. What is going on here with those kind of people? For our system to work, you have to be involved. You have to be involved enough to realize that when you make a decision to vote or not to vote, it should be based on some sort of facts. And you hear that kind of statement over and over and over again. And what is going through the minds of people like that? I mean, are we at the point where, boy, that Trump is going to be entertaining for the next 4 years, right? There are too many people right now that appear to be keeping this as a reality show presidency or reality show government. Over the last 4 years, Joe Biden just did the job. There wasn't a reality show aspect to it, but yet that seems like, oh, it's boring. No.
That's called adulthood. You want entertainment, watch football on the weekend. There were some entertaining football games this weekend. But we should not feel like we have to be entertained when it comes to our government. And it feels like there's just too many people out there that seem to think that they should be entertained. And I think there are a number of people that think, wow, that Trump, he really is exciting. That worries me about our democracy. We need to be adults about our democracy. We need to be able to compartmentalize when it comes to entertainment and government. And one of the aspects that I think is a problem as well is back when I was growing up, I'm going to get into my, man, when I was a kid, kind of my old man statement here. And I'm not an old man, but I'm getting there. But the idea that back in the day, the news was not considered a profit center for networks. The news was not considered where you had to make much of your money in order to keep the doors open for your network. It was thought of as important for our democracy. But then something changed. And I think it had a lot to do with 60 Minutes. All of a sudden, 60 Minutes was in the top 10 in the ratings. Started making a lot of money in terms of ad revenue. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing where the importance of the morning programs today, Good Morning America, whatever CBS morning show has been on, where all of a sudden it was vitally important to make big money in the news. And that has led to the entertainment aspect of the news. And I get frustrated with CNN when they call it election night in America or debate night in America. Because if you turn on NBC on a Sunday night during the fall, it's called football night in America. And I recall the debate between President Biden and Donald Trump back in July. I try to forget it, but but the thing that I do remember is when they brought out the president and Trump, they had this music playing so loud. They were treating it like it was a boxing match. Treating a debate like it was entertainment. Treating it like anything but the important chance to hear about the issues from two people that were trying to become president of the United States. It just feels as though so much of the news now is about the entertainment factor. And I think that's one reason why a very good domestic record by Joe Biden did not help him before he left the race and did not help Kamala Harris in November. So, again, this aspect of entertainment in the news has to change. But I don't think it will, because right now the biggest profit centers for networks, ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, is their morning news shows. And it's not about getting information. It's about entertaining and getting the eyeballs. And that is hurting our democracy. All right. Time is 9:48. I look at my clock right now knowing that we're just over an hour away from Donald Trump taking the oath again. I have not read. Is Trump taking the oath on a Trump Bible? I mean, I chuckle, but it's sad. I chuckle, but it's very, very sad. We're going to have our daily history lesson coming up next, and we'll still have our number for the day. I'll even give it to you as a quiz, even though Ian's not here. That's all coming up here on 98.9 WXEO.
Radio, WXCO. Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks.
are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad, and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, the 20th day of January, day number 20 of 2025. There are 345 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1961... John Fitzgerald Kennedy was inaugurated as the youngest man and first ever Roman Catholic become President of the United States. On this date in 1981, Ronald Reagan was sworn in as the 40th President of the United States. On this date in 1986, the United States observed the first federal holiday in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. On this date in 2004, the Salvation Army announced it had received a $1.5 billion donation from the estate of Joan Kroc, widow of McDonald's founder Ray Kroc. On this date in 2008, Breaking Bad, starring Bryan Cranston, premiered on AMC. On this date in 2009, Barack Obama was inaugurated as the 44th President of the United States of America, becoming the United States' first African-American president. On this date, 5 years ago, 2020,
the first coronavirus case was reported in the U.S. in Washington State. On this date 4 years ago, Joe Biden was inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States of America. And 1 year ago today, in 2024, Japan became the fifth nation to land a spacecraft on the moon with its Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, SLIM, using pinpoint landing technology. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin turns 95. Guitarist Paul Stanley of Kiss, 73 years old today. Bill Maher turns 69. Lorenzo Lamas is 67. James Denton of Desperate Housewives fame is 63. I should say 62. Rainn Wilson of The Office, 59. Kellyanne Conway is 58. Stacey Dash of Clueless is 58. Skeet Ulrich of Scream is 55. And if you out there are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events today. It is Inauguration Day. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Yep, we talked about that. It is Blue Monday. It is Camcorder Day. It is Elementary School Teacher Day. It is Cheese Lovers Day. It is Coffee Break Day. It is Disc Jockey Day. I've done a little disc jockey work in my career. It is Penguin Awareness Day. And it's Take a Walk Outdoors Day. Well, time for our number for the day. Normally here we give Ian Welsh a quiz for our number for the day. Give Ian three different choices and see whether or not he can get a passing grade. Of course, we always want him above 33% because based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. But we also want him to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong, three out of five. His best ever is four out of five and still looking for that first ever five out of 5 week. But he is going to be gone for much of this week. He'll be back later in the week. So we're still going to do a number for the day. I'm going to give it to you as a quiz. You can play it for a moment. Make your guess and see whether or not you get it right. Our number for the day is the tourists who visited Japan in 2024, a record. So how many tourists visited Japan in 2024, a record? And they spent close to $52 billion while visiting Japan. Correct answer, 16.87 million is the correct answer, 26.87 million. Is the correct answer 36.87 million. So again, number of tourists who visited Japan in 2024, a record, and spent close to $52 billion. Give you just one more moment. Make your final answer. All right. The correct answer is 36.87 million. So 36.87 million tourists who visited Japan in 2024, a record. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I'm feeling better, actually, after doing the last 2 hours. I don't know. Sometimes I think when you get moving, get into work, because yesterday I just spent the whole day in bed, felt lousy, but actually feeling a bit better after the last couple of hours. Tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by Jim Boucher. He is the president of the Wausau School Board, and we'll talk about the referendum question that's going to be on the ballot, and also talk to him about the consolidation plan when it came to the elementary schools. Spend a little hazy shade of winter here the rest of today and tomorrow. Again, be careful out there. It's going to be cold. It's going to be very cold tonight into tomorrow morning. But hopefully you can join us tomorrow. Again, 8 till 10 a.m. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Matt and Air on Air coming up next.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President-elect Trump and the incoming First Lady have just left the White House where they had tea with the Bidens. Their next official stop, the Capitol Rotunda, for the first indoor inauguration in 40 years because of the cold. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
There are about 800 seats that have been crammed into the rotunda for the VVIPs. We're talking about family members, cabinet picks, Supreme Court members.
We just learned Mr. Trump plans to crack down on illegal immigration by ending birthright citizenship. Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
The Constitution saying those born on American soil are citizens at birth regardless of their parents' immigration status. He says no longer the case. That raises a lot of practical questions.
President Biden issued pardons today for Dr. Anthony Fauci and lawmakers on the January 6th committee. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Biden was quite concerned that Trump might have his attorney general go after these individuals.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot.